Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we like to think you win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat, and you hear from Charles Rotblat on Money Life twice a week. He comes in every Tuesday to give us the buy of the week. He comes in every Wednesday to give us the sell of the week, and sometimes he comes in beyond that as well to talk about some of the great things that they do at AAII in terms of investor sentiment and other stuff. Now, if you want to know what the organization is doing or you want to check out AAII Journal, that's easy. It's AAII.com. You can also follow Charles on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. And if you want to get a great book on how you might want to determine the right way to pick stocks for you, check out his book. It's Better Good Than Lucky. Charles Rotblat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Skyworks Solutions.
Skyworks Solutions. Now, this is a name that folks maybe should be familiar with because it was buy of the week not too long ago. It's ticker symbol SWKS. Why is it back in this spot?
Certainly. We did talk about it on December 23rd. Since that time, I've actually bought the stock for myself. And the reason we're talking about it is Monday morning when I was looking at buy candidates, I noticed the stock initiated a dividend. Well, I should say they haven't actually initiated a dividend. They announced their intention to pay a dividend during their fiscal third quarter, which starts April 2014. So about a month from now, the dividend is going to be about 11 cents per share. So it works out to a yield of about 1.2%. Not a huge dividend, not a huge yield. But when you look at the data from Ned Davis and Associates, they found companies that initiate or raise dividends tend to deliver the best performance, more so than companies that either simply pay a dividend, or companies that don't pay a dividend. And again, there's this old perception that if you want strong price performance, you need to buy growth. When the reality is you want to look for value and you want to look for companies that do pay dividends. I should add, however, coincidentally, the stock, since I talked about it, is up 27%. When I did talk about the stock in December, I said it could have about 20 or 25% upside. So
I was going to say, so it's hit your targets. Truthfully, Charles, if you come back and you bring a stock back to buy the week, there's either got to be a catalyst for much further growth or the stock got hammered and now it's a much better buy. That's what I would expect knowing you as I do. In this case, of course, it didn't get hammered. It did everything you wanted. You thought it was going to take months. And in this case, it did only because 2 months is more than 1 month. You know, it was done in months. But is there that kind of upside potential still?
Yeah, you know, I think there is more upside. And if you're going to be wrong about a stock, particularly wrong about a buy of the week, you obviously want to be wrong in being too conservative, not too aggressive. And certainly, there's always a bit of luck to this timing. I wish I could tell people every week, hey, this is going to go up by 25% over the next 2 months. The reality is nobody is that good. But when you look at the company, there are reasons to believe the stock could continue to appreciate. Its current PE of 22.2, though not seemingly cheap on an absolute basis, is only slightly above the stock's five-year average of 21.2. More importantly, it remains 15% below the semiconductor median of 25.9, and the stock has historically traded within 4% of that median. So I think when you look at the industry valuation, you can say, okay, the stock still hasn't bridged that gap, and that suggests there's further upside. Also, its PEG ratio is 0.9. The industry median is 1.2, and this is a company that has beaten analyst estimates. Analysts have upped their forecast for 2014. So there's reasons to believe that not only is the stock undervalued on a PEG basis, there's reason to believe that perhaps analysts are still being too conservative given the company's performance.
But let's run a little bit of math. I mean, a PEG of 0.9 compared to a median for the industry of 1.2, some folks would say that means you're looking, if you just get to that industry median, you're looking at potentially as much as 33% growth. You're not quite that bullish here, are you?
No, and I tend to be a little bit conservative, and I'd rather be conservative with my valuations than be pleasantly surprised on the upside than to be very aggressive and be disappointed. And so I think if you look purely at the numbers, we could easily argue for an additional 10% upside from its current price. Not huge compared to where it has been, but I think there's an upside. But I would also say there's a kicker involved here, and that this company, part of the reason it has jumped up so much is on some consolidation in the sector that it operates. It provides analog devices. It's a big player in the wireless industry. And some analysts are saying because of the consolidation that this company could actually benefit. I do think there's some speculation that Skyworks itself could be a takeover target. And I don't like to buy stocks simply because they're a takeover target, because I think that's very risky. But if you see a stock with very strong momentum, which this has, and you see a low valuation, that makes it attractive. I'll also point out, when I first mentioned the stock, it was passing our value on the move PEG estimated growth screen. It still passes by that screen, and that's a good performing screen. So we also have that in our pocket, and that also suggesting the stock could continue to do well.
Right. It still passes a value screen despite a 27% upside since you picked on it. Wow. That's pretty impressive. Is there anything that becomes a sell target on this? I mean, you're talking about a 10% upside, and of course, you're getting paid to wait now with a dividend. Any negative, any sell trigger for anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're going into the stock because it's had strong momentum and you're looking at the fundamentals saying, well, this just gives support to the chart, I think in that case, you need to watch the trend. If you see weakness in the momentum, that would be your sign to get out. If you're a more fundamental investor, then I think I would just pay attention to the company's guidance. Make sure the company's continuing to top expectations. Make sure that guidance isn't being lowered. And I'd also watch the PE. If we start seeing the PE get near 30, that would be a sign the stock's too expensive and to get out.
It is the buy of the week, Skyworks Solutions, SWKS. And the last time it was buy of the week, it went up 25 or more percent in about 8 weeks. And this time, not quite as much upside potential, but remember, Charles said he was being conservative. And speaking of conservative, well, Charles is going to be conservative tomorrow when he's back for the sell of the week. Remember, you can get more information at AAII.com, or you can follow Charles on Twitter. He's at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, talk to you tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of Money Life.